The gate to the deteriorating buildings on Whiskey Row opens. Craig Greenberg warns to watch out for soft spots on the floor and the smells of what once housed a nightclub.
When you open the door, that smell that just comes out here is overbearing.
You can see your breath when you make your way across the floorboards that are littered with glass and garbage. Greenberg is part of the development group that recently bought 5 of these buildings from developer Todd Blue, who had planned to demolish them. They're part of the historic Whiskey Row on Main Street in downtown Louisville. The group plans on redeveloping the property in phases. Greenberg says phase one will just stabilize the buildings.
The wood floors and the interior wood structure that we're sort of standing on right now, that you can just feel it's soggy and bowed and a little bit scary, that interior wood structure will be removed as part of this process.
The facades on all 5 buildings will remain. The project even includes maintaining 2 more facades on Whiskey Row owned by Blue, though the buildings behind them will be destroyed. He says he hopes to have the first phase complete by next summer, but says there's a lot of work to do.
Don't walk on this side. You see that giant collapse of the sidewalk? Avoid that, but you can just walk straight ahead here and look in.
Greenberg says he expects to speak with interested tenants in the near future, but he gets excited when talking about old whiskey companies that helped earn the block its name. Devin Katayama, WFPL News.